Let's talk a little Bison Girls Wrestling. 1 week in the books. You're now you got this week, and then, hey, your first meet's right around the corner. Numbers-wise, I know you got some experience back. You got to be pretty excited about this bunch this year.
Yes, we're pretty excited about it. We've got a good group of girls. Obviously, we're going to be led by our upperclassmen, our two seniors, Peyton Cox, who's a state qualifier coming back, and then Alexa Steinbeck. She's put a lot of time in this summer, and she's had a good first week of practice. And then Kaylee Steinbeck, our junior, is also a returning state qualifier. So with those three, and we've got quite a few younger girls that are going to participate this year too. So, yeah, a good-looking room of girls, and we're pretty excited.
You had a great year with this bunch last year. You said a couple of state qualifiers, and there were some girls that maybe just finished a little bit short of making the state, but they've got experience for this year. And I know they're hoping to punch that ticket. If they didn't last year, hopefully this year.
Yes, definitely. Alexis Standek had... She was like in her 20, maybe mid-range 25 wins or so, so that was real good. And then a good group of sophomore girls with Eden McPherson, Kaylee Konar, and Maria Rodriguez. And they're going to have a lot of experience coming back, and they're also had a good week of practice. We've got some newcomers coming in, some freshmen that have wrestled in junior high. So overall, we're going to be looking right around 10, 11 girls, I think, And you know, this first week has been a lot of installation and just reviewing fundamentals and getting our conditioning work put in. And this next week's going to go real fast with the Thanksgiving break. And then it's going to be, competition time the following week. So it's going to be here before we know it.
And as you well know, this is a sport that's just growing and growing and growing by leaps and bounds every year, isn't it?
It is. I tell you, Rich, it's just been amazing to watch how fast it's grown. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised in maybe 2 or 3, 4 years if it keeps growing like this. You know, there possibly could be three classes to work up to. So, it's amazing. The opportunities for the girls is great, even at the college level now. And, you know, it's giving the girls some opportunities if they want to go to that next level. So, it's a great sport, and it's just fun to watch it grow.
And your schedule is very, very tough. I mean, some of the invites and things, once again, here from the start of the season through the season, I mean, every invite's really, really tough, isn't it?
It is. When you get to these invites, there's a lot of participating teams, and you'll see a lot of even some Central Nebraska teams will travel west. You know, we might get to see some of the Eastern teams that will travel out just so they can see some of the Western teams. But we start out on the 5th on Friday, Southwest, and we go that next Saturday. And we kind of have the same schedule as we did last year, but every tournament is big, and every tournament is just getting more competitive.
You will have a couple of home dates, I see, coming up on the 18th of December with a meet at the high school gym, and also Hastings in town in January, and that's kind of pretty much your only home meets, but it's not a lot, but you really love those home meets, don't you?
Right, the girls look forward to it. That girls' tournament on the 18th that we get to host along with our JV boys, that's turned out to be a great tournament. And then the girls love to wrestle the duels underneath the spotlight. That's a great show for them.
Now, Gehring will be the site for your district meet down the line, won't it?
Correct. After hosting it last year and being able to stay home, which was great, having our districts here. But this year we'll get to travel out west, and Gehring will do a good job hosting it. District tournament, so we look forward to that.
Yeah, that was nice last year when he right there at the Graff Event Center. I'm sure you probably, Coach Mr. Nichols probably put it in again, but to host it 2 years in a row, he probably was a long shot, wasn't it?
Right, we probably didn't expect to get that, but you're right. That is such a great venue to host district, and nothing but great compliments from the other teams, you know, coming and participating in that. That Graff Event Center, it just works out so nice. You got so much room in there, and just a great venue.
Well, this week, kind of a little shortened week with Thanksgiving and everything, so you get to practice work, and then, hey, that first meet, you go back-to-back on that Friday, Saturday. That's a tough stretch for the first weekend, going back-to-back days with matches at two different invites, isn't it?
It is, but, with the next 2 weeks in the practice room, the girls will be looking forward to some competition, and they'll be ready to go, it's going to be here, and I know they want to get on the mat and see some other opponents and get the season started.